The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in the little book of Philippians in the New Testament, Philippians chapter 2 to be exact. And so we'd love for you to join us today as we open the Bible and consider His Word. I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. There are many things you'll find there, many resources and information about our ministry. You can find all of the radio programs that we broadcast through this ministry. And you will also find there a link that says Contact Us, and we would love to hear from you. If you'd click on that link and send us a note, we'd send you one of our little prayer journals. Give us an address. Tell us where you're hearing the broadcast today. And we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, this is just a little notebook, easily fit into a shirt pocket, into your purse or a Bible case. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night. And as people give prayer requests, I am able to write them down and pray for them all week long. We'd love to get one of these into your hands. Now, they're absolutely free. They won't cost you anything. I'm not going to send you a bunch of mail begging you for money. We just wanted you to get one of these little prayer journals. So if you write to us. Now, you can do it through the website, as I mentioned, considerhisword.org. You can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, as many do, you can write to us here at our address. Let me give it to you. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now let's get to the scripture. Philippians chapter 2 is Paul writing to the little church at Philippi and encouraging them. He's encouraging them in their walk with Christ. He's encouraging them to do a number of things. So let's read chapter 2. I'm going to start reading at verse 12. He said to them, "Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do His good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ that I have not run in vain, neither have labored in vain." The little phrase I want you to notice especially is where he says, holding forth the word of life. Now, in encouraging them, he's telling them to work out their own salvation. Now, that doesn't mean to work out how you get saved. It means to work it in your life, that it's a part of your life, to show it in your life. And verse 14, he says, don't complain and don't argue. But then he tells us in verse 16 that we are to live and walk with the Lord, holding forth the word of life. It's this last one that I've particularly been thinking about. How do we do that? How do we hold forth the word of life? Now, I believe here when he speaks of the word of life that he's talking about not only the Bible, the Word of God, but also about the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. So how do we hold forth the Word of God? How do we hold forth the Word of life? I want to give you a couple of things that I've been thinking about. One way to do it, I believe is simply by believing it, by believing in the Word of God, that the Bible is the Word of God. I believe the Bible is God's message to us. You know, He could have told us in all kinds of ways. He could have spoken to us through nature itself. And by the way, He did. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. But you see, He did speak to us through His creation. He spoke to us through His Son. Hebrews says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. This is Hebrews chapter 1 and the first couple of verses of that chapter. So he spoke to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. But He also speaks to us through His Word. Do you believe that God's spoken His Word to us? You know, just look at the creation. He has told us how He made the world. He has told us how about Himself, about how He is and who He is, what He says about history, what He says about His Son. I believe that God has revealed to us everything that we need to know in His Word. God is not adding to the Word of God. He's not taking it away from the Word of God. So I believe we hold the Word of God by believing it. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We also, I believe, hold forth the Word of Life by simply reading it. It's a story I tell many times, and maybe you've heard me say it before on this program, but when I was in high school, we would go down to this park. And we would go there especially to talk to people about the Lord Jesus Christ. We'd walk up and there'd be people sitting around. Some would be singing and just talking and just hanging out. And we'd kind of casually go in there. There'd be five or six of us, maybe just a couple of us. And we'd go and just sit down and say, "Hey, want to talk?" And they'd say, "Yeah, sure." And we'd sit down and begin to talk to them about the Lord and about the Bible. And we'd talk to them about what they believed about the Bible and try to present to them the gospel. One day we were talking to one young man and talking to him about the Lord Jesus and about the gospel. I was holding a Bible in my hand and he pointed to it and he said, "Do you believe that?" And I said, "Yeah, I believe it." He said, "Do you believe all of it?" I said, "Oh yes, I believe all of it." And he said, "Well, let me ask you a question. Have you read it all?" And I had to say, "No, I have not read it all." And I had not at that time. I had been not walking with the Lord for very long at that point. And I said, "No, I haven't read it." And then he said to me words that I've never forgotten. Obviously, some 50 years or more later, I'm quoting it again today. He said, "If you haven't read it, how do you know you believe it?" And I'll tell you what, that day, I set out with a purpose to read the Word of God every day and to read it through. And I read the Bible through that year. I didn't wait till the first of the year. I started right then. I found me a Bible plan and started reading the Bible through, and I did. I read the Bible through every day. I read the Bible and I read it through that year. I believe we hold forth the Word of Life simply by reading it. And I've said this before also, and you've probably heard me say this. First of all, every Christian should have a goal of reading the Bible through at least once, possibly more. Some read the Bible through every year. I've read it through so many times, I couldn't even tell you how many times. I'm reading through again this year. Today, I read in the book of Isaiah on my march through the Word of God. And I would encourage you to do it. But here, listen, what you need to do is you need to get you a plan. There are so many plans out there. You can find them at your Bible bookstores. So many plans through the internet, through many, many programs in Bible apps. By the way, I have a book that will take you through the whole Bible. We're going to be talking about the book here in a couple of weeks, but if you want the book, it's $25. Write to me. I'll send you one of the books. It's also called Consider His Word. So get you a plan. And then also say, get a place. Find a place. In other words, you know, I have a chair where I sit every morning, have a cup of coffee, and I pull out the scripture. My Bible is right there. My notebook is right there where I journal. and I have a place. So get you a place. Maybe it's a favorite chair. Maybe it's out on the porch. Maybe it's in a park. Maybe it's in a coffee shop. Where it is, get you a place where you can get into the habit of reading the Bible every day. Now, I also tell everyone, not only have a plan and have a place, but have a purpose. Your purpose should be not just to read the Bible through in a year, although I think that's a good goal. You ought to be reading it to grow in the Lord, to draw closer to the Lord, to take meaning from the Scripture. And we hold forth the Word of Life by reading it. So many believers, people who have claimed Christ, have not grown in the Lord. We would call them baby Christians because they have not grown in the Word of God. We grow in the Word of God by reading it, by studying it. And I believe we hold forth the Word of Life not only by reading it, as I mentioned earlier, by believing it, but how do you know you believe it if you have not read it? Now, you know, don't pick up the Bible and play Bible roulette, just flip through pages and find a spot. I'll go back and get that plan. And you don't have to read the Bible through. I believe it's important that you do. And I would make that as your own goal. And as I said before, you don't have to wait till the first of the year. You could start today. Maybe you don't want to take the whole Bible in, but at least read through the New Testament, through the Gospels and the history of the church and the epistles, like we're reading now in the book of Philippians. Read the Proverbs. You know, there are 31 Proverbs. Most months have 31 days. If you take a proverb a day, you can read through Proverbs in a month. Whatever your plan is, get that plan, get that place, and get to reading the Word of God. And I believe we also hold forth the Word of God by living it. You know, the Word of God has little value if we don't do what it says. Remember when James said, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." How can you claim you believe it if you don't do it? How can people see that you believe it if you don't do what it says in the Word of God? As you read the Bible and you do what it says, it will change your life. And people will see that difference in you. As you read the Word of God and read about Jesus, you'll begin to act like Jesus. Oh, we need people today who claim to know Christ to start acting like it. You know, the greatest complaint against Christians that we ever hear is that they don't act like it. And sadly, that's true. Many don't act like they're believers. Oh, they'll tell you. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to that would tell me how they know the Lord and how they've been saved, but you see no evidence of it in their life at all. Oh, how we need people to stand up for the Word of God and to live the Word of God. Men and women who will take the stand, live for the Word. Moms and dads who will get their kids to church, raise them from the Lord. Young people who will separate themselves from the world and live for the Lord. We'll hold forth the Word of Life by believing it, by reading it. And how do you know you believe it? If you have not read it. So get into the Word of God. Make it your goal today to spend some time every day in the Scripture. Make that goal to read through the Bible. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word. The preceding program was listener-supported through Consider His Word Ministries.